Okay, now we're live. We're live.
I don't see anything moving. Okay. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Pancakes and Podcast.
Yes.
I'm just kidding. It's Cultivating Change.
Oh.
But it's a special version today for Father's Day. We're having pancakes.
Yeah.
And we said, why not podcast while we're at it? And why not have some pancakes with your syrup while you're at it? Jeez. It's a lot of syrup.
Oh, she said put a lot of syrup.
It's a soup.
Yeah.
So, it's me, Martin Mayorga.
Hello.
Our producer, who is today a guest, Nicholas Mayorga.
Hello.
And a special guest today for Father's Day, Brianna Mayorga.
Hello.
Thank you, Nikki.
And we're just doing a quick little Father's Day episode, because the kids were begging me, like, can we please do a podcast? And yeah. Brianna's like, I'd love to talk, and I'd love to be on mic. I just want to say a lot of words to the microphone.
She's texting me all the time.
So, here we are, guys. How's it going?
It's going good. How are you, man? Good?
I'm out of pancakes a little early, I feel.
What's that?
I'm out of pancakes a little early, I feel.
I have a pancake here. Would you like it?
No, you can eat your pancake.
Thank you. So, what's life like being a kid of a family business type of world? I can tell you what it's like to have recognized.
It's you guys, different.
Huh?
It's different, definitely.
Different? Well, I've told you guys a story when I recognized that I was building a business, which is a very big challenge. And at the same time, I had the moment of I'm a dad, and this is awesome, but it's super scary. When Brianna was born, and I went to the office because I worked every day for 9 years, literally every day. So after Brianna was born, I went straight to the office. And I walked into my office, and I was so out of it and, like, shell-shocked that I didn't even turn on the lights. I sat at my desk, and I cried for 20 minutes, freaking out. And that's when I realized, welcome to being a dad. And, you know, I had to learn the balance of building a business and being a good dad, and I'd always wanted to be a dad, so... Yeah, chew with your mouth closed, buddy.
I can hear him smacking.
Trust me, we deal with this at every meal with Mickey.
This is why I wear the headphones.
Can you hear yourself?
And you still don't stop?
Yeah,
I don't think having Nikki eat while we do a podcast was the smartest idea. Anyway, that was my welcome to fatherhood. A crying moment in a dark office. But it was also out of excitement, and, like, it was a moment that I'd been waiting for and had, like, wanted all my life, so.
Not misery and dread?
No, not at all. Fear, definitely, but also excitement and, like, also, like, feeling very grown up. You know, I think that, you know, I had built a business and everything, and I was building a business. But I think being a father makes you realize, like, you're not a new level. You leveled up in life.
You're level 5.
Level 5. So that was a big one for me. And I remember going to the shop in Silver Spring and still wearing the little bracelet from the hospital. And people thought, like, I'd been in the hospital. I'm like, well, I have been, but not for me. It's because there's a baby there. And I visited it. And its name is Brianna. And that was that.
Its name is Brianna.
Anything you guys want to talk about or share?
Yeah, you have some fun stories, right? I mean, for me, I know I have a story at La Havana where we... did the truck thing. What was it? We had
Carnival?
Yeah, Carnival. It was like, I think it was a festival. I forget what it was, but there's just like a bunch of people, like so many people. And we had this truck, and like to get, what is it? What's the word?
To promote the brand?
Yeah, to promote the brand. We were giving out a bunch of free cold brews to everyone there that wanted some. And I remember... there was, like, it was you, me, and another employee or two? I don't remember that well.
There was, like, four?
Four?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I was serving cold brews as well, but I quickly realized that since I was young and cute, people thought they were going to pay, and then once they knew that I was free, that they wanted to already tip me, plus I was cute, so I ended up trying to serve all the coffee myself.
I'm trying to. Basically telling everybody that you were the only one serving coffee because you went on tips.
That is true.
Yep. Being cute has its privileges, right?
Being cute has definitely is a good thing to be and have.
But so is being intelligent and kind and aware, right?
He's saying this because you lost your cuteness.
Oh. Aww. That's Brianna. Always helping Mickey not get too egocentric.
Him.
Huh?
I humble him.
Yes. How about you, Brianna? Anything interesting, unique, fun? So here's Brianna's deal. She's super talkative, loves, like, her favorite thing is just like me. She just likes to roast people and to, like, make jokes. But when you put a mic on and you ask Brianna to tell a story or talk, it's just nothing. But if I turn these mics off, or we stepped away from these mics and we're having a conversation, it'd be pretty much just relentless, like, picking on everybody, including me.
We just need, like, to have a secret mic on her at all times.
Yeah, Nikki, as a producer, one of your jobs is going to be to find a way to put a secret mic on her.
Okay.
I'll tell some quick stories. Brianna's actually first origin trip was Costa Rica. We went with a major, major, major retailer who was not to be named. And that was a fun trip. It was nice. I'll never forget the cutest thing was we were, you know, she knew that I wanted to grow my business with them. And Brianna was young. I mean, she was seven, maybe? Five?
Five.
And I found out later on that when she stayed in the van with, like, the senior buyer, like a big buyer, and she said to him, "You should buy coffee from my daddy because he puts the sticker on it that makes sure it's good for everybody." And it was the organic logo that, you know, you were basically trying to tell him that. And that was so sweet. And they probably thought it was so contrived. They probably thought I, like, manipulated my five-year-old daughter to be like, "Buy coffee from my daddy." So I thought that was
Did they?
We ended up doing business. Yeah, yeah. Thanks
so
to Brianna. So Brianna is owed commission.
Best salesman ever.
Yeah. So there was that one. There's a time we went to Nicaragua and we went with a family, the Gustafsons. Hi, Allison. Hi, Mark. Hi, Matthew. Hi, Sonia. They wanted to go to see what we do because they're very kind of conscientious aware people. You guys went up there. Nick and I stayed behind with a couple college kids who were there doing like a research thing because they were allergic to bees. There was Africanized honeybees there, which most bees in Latin America that are doing the honey stuff are Africanized. You guys were up there. I couldn't find you. I was calling your name. Apparently, you're supposed to be very quiet around bees, and I wasn't. So the bees decided to attack everybody, and we got swarmed, and everybody ran down the hill. Brianna rolled her ankle and tumbled down the hill. I saw little Sonia, like, outrun every adult and, like, make it down the hill two times faster than everybody. And then everybody got into a van that we drove in, thought they were safe, and then I heard more screaming in the van, and apparently there were still bees in Allison's hair. That was just a fun little experience. Part of, like, you know, growing up with a dad who maybe isn't sitting at a desk or a cubicle and does that kind of stuff. And sometimes
yeah, I'd rather get stung by bees than sit in a cubicle.
Yeah. Stand in a cubicle?
What?
Sit? Did you say stand in a cubicle or sit?
Sit,
yeah.
I guess.
Staying.
Staying in the cubicle.
Staying in the cubicle.
Well, I couldn't do that. I'm not the kind of guy that, like, even when I have, like, at the office in Maryland, like, I don't have an office. I just kind of work out of the conference room or out of, like, the main office area with everybody. So that's kind of my world. And you guys have been part of it all your lives. From me doing pig roast at your birthday party, Brianna, when you were, like, 2-3 years old, to you getting dropped off at school in my Oregon vans every once in a while, to selling your Girl Scout cookies at the office.
There was a lot of interesting stories at the office.
The office. They should make a TV show about an office.
They should. That would be a good TV show.
Anything else you guys want to add for Happy Father's Day time?
Happy Father's Day.
Okay, but anything else?
What about Bad Kitty?
Bad Kitty. I'll tell the story succinctly.
Okay.
I got to work. I heard a cat meowing from behind the desk. I was like, "What's going on with this? There's a cat here." I thought it had snuck in. Turns out an employee had brought him to the office. On his way to the shelter to have him put down, because apparently he was like one of these problematic cats that had been adopted so many times that next time it came back to the shelter, it was going to be put down. I felt terrible because I was like, maybe it just wasn't raised right. So Nikki, don't eat the syrup like it's soup.
Oh, okay.
Just so everybody knows, Nikki poured himself about, I don't know, a cup and a half of syrup over two pancakes, and now there's literally scooping out the syrup from the plate and eating it like soup.
I don't think anybody knows this information. You want me to bring up the backyard fire?
No, I don't. All right, never mind. Let's move on. Bad kitty. So we decided to bring him home, and we tried to make him nice, but he wasn't nice. And then he decided to move out of the house and be a backyard cat and be an outdoor cat. And his favorite pastime was to hide behind trees and basically stalk you guys like lions. And when you were least expecting it, he would attack you and maul you. And I got to say, as a dad, it was concerning and all that, but it was freaking hilarious. Because you guys were like the baby deer being stalked by a lion. And then we created Bad Kitty Water, which was a water bottle that a spray bottle we put water in. And you guys always have to go outside with your Bad Kitty Water to spray the cat.
And then she ran away one day.
And then we never heard from her again.
She probably got adopted from someone else.
And that was like the sweetest cat in the world. And imagine. Maybe we're just terrible parents too.
Maybe.
There's tons of stories. I don't know. We didn't plan for this episode. We're just sitting here having pancakes and having Father's Day.
Syrup.
Nikki's drinking syrup. Brianna's just doing her best to like not be called on. She's like the kid in class that doesn't want to be called on, like doesn't want to say anything. And it seems like Nikki will say stuff and then she likes to chime in and just pick on him, which is kind of the dynamic.
That's kind of how life with Brianna works.
Life with Brianna.
That's for your TV show.
Another funny story I want to talk about that you mentioned, Nikki, was because we were like in Nicaragua that one time with Chris. I thought that was so funny. So
the bees.
Their cousin and our nephew Chris, who we love, and was just here and had to take a flight at like 4:30 in the morning. Goes to Stanford, and he took a gap year and he came to work with Mayorga, and then we went to Nicaragua for work, and then I had rented a car, and when you rent cars there, they're typically manual. And he was telling us how he had learned how to drive on YouTube, and I was like, come on, man, like you don't learn to do things on YouTube. It's like saying I learned how to surf by watching a surf video. So he was convincing me that, or trying to convince me that he had. So what did I do, Nikki?
You put the car in park on like this big hill, like this very steep hill, and just made him drive on stick shift up the hill, and it was terrifying. It was also hilarious to see Chris just failing completely, miserably.
It was funny. It was hilarious, and I think the lesson was, what was the lesson, Nikki?
You can't figure out how to do stuff by watching videos on YouTube.
Yes.
You actually have to do stuff.
And to his credit, Chris now does drive stick shift very well.
Anything worthwhile in life, it takes hard work and practice.
Amen.
Amen, sis.
Chris learned how to drive stick shift so well, he drove a car stick shift from Nicaragua to Costa Rica, across the border and everything.
Uh-huh.
So, hey, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Anything else, guys? Brianna, you're just sitting there looking at me like you just want this to be over. Nikki's snorting and eating syrup.
Oh, this is the best episode.
Brianna?
Brianna?
I can ask you questions and like really corner you. Unless you come up with something. It's just us sitting around having pancakes.
Yeah, Brianna, chill.
I think I'm making it worse, Nikki.
Yeah, maybe.
Alrighty.
I'm snorting again.
And Nikki's snorting, so I think it's time to go. Brianna's out of things to say. Nikki, stop playing around with things.
Okay.
The mic picks up the sound.
Alright, we're ending the podcast.
It's over, guys. This is a train wreck.
Yes. Goodbye.
Everybody. Love you guys.
Love you too, Dad. Bye. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
Happy Father's Day.
I can't wait to hear your Father's Day speeches.
Yeah.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
And by the way, don't forget to check us out at MayorgaOrganics.com and at MayorgaOrganics on social media.
And don't forget to put on your seatbelt.
Yes. Bye, everybody.
Bye.